From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you all. Thank you, everybody. Great to be here in Waterbury. I know you're excited, and I don't blame you, because we do have a great show for you today. It's also going to be a great one for us, and this is why. Look, we admit it. We at NPR, we have to make ourselves more exciting. We're all steak, no sizzle. And the steak, actually tofu. Anyway, who better to tell us how to spice it up and give the American people what they really want? Who better than our guest today, Jerry Springer? So excited. He's gonna revamp the whole NPR schedule. So while you're waiting for the new show hitting you over the head with the splendid table, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jonathan Chigfry. I'm from Dubuque, Iowa, but I'm calling from the phone of Bruce and Stephanie Hansen in Falcon Heights, Minnesota.
Oh, Falcon Heights. Well, what are you doing there in Minnesota?
I'm a licensed music teacher in Minnesota, but right now I'm a stay-at-home fiancé. And
What is a stay-at-home fiancé? It's when your fiancé says, stay at home. That's what.
Are you a licensed stay-at-home fiancé?
Welcome to the show, Jonathan. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the book Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce of Boston, Massachusetts. Next, it's a deputy editor, a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, and a native of Connecticut, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Kiri.
Finally, it's a humorist and author of the new book, Don't Vote, It Just Encourages the Bastards, from New Hampshire, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, P.J.
I don't think my wife is going to let me get that job of stay-at-home fiancé.
Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time, of course. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right, let's get started with your first quote.
Barack Obama has now fired more cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
That was from a blogger known as Iowa Hawk. He was noting the irony as we continued an assault on what country?
That'd be Libya.
Indeed, Libya, yes. Unlike the last few wars against Muslim countries, this one happened pretty suddenly. It was kind of an impulse buy. The president was bored. He was surfing on over to Amazon.com, and he was like, Amazon said, well, people who went to war with Afghanistan and Iraq also bought these armed interventions. And Obama's like, hey, free shipping, why not? One click. You know what it's like, though? You're sitting around, you order something late at night, a few days later, the missiles arrive. You're like, man, what was I thinking? I didn't need those. But no worries. The White House has assured us that we are not at war with Libya. This despite our bombs raining down upon it. It turns out it's just that Obama just isn't into labels. They're so confining. We have this thing with Libya now. It's good. It works for both of us. It may last. It may change. Why put limits on it? The last thing we need is Libya getting on our case every time we decide to bomb another country.
I'm not sure what we're bombing over there. Have you looked at Libya? You know, it looks like the original Go Pound Sand mission, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think we got both of their planes.
Yeah. Some conservative critics of the president, have you heard this? They've complained because Obama reportedly was convinced to launch the airstrikes by a group of high-powered female advisors, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Apparently, if you drop a bomb because a woman told you to, it is a sissy bomb. According to Rush Limbaugh, for example, wars have to be like Rush Limbaugh. They have to horrify the women around them.
I think Obama, like many another husband, was just failing to listen to the tone of voice in which these things were said.
You know? You think they were being sarcastic? Oh, yeah, fine. Why don't you
start another
war? Yeah,
just drop a bomb on Libya.
Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah.
All right, your next quote is part of a new segment on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Sing it, Carl.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Carl Gasser. All right, your next quote is about the latest Republican considering a White House run.
He's a super nice fella, personal and down to earth, but he's also kind of boring.
That was John Ward writing in the Huffington Post about what former governor who declared he's running for president.
Oh.
Go with the kind of boring.
former governor.
This is his problem. He announced an exploratory committee this week, and you have no idea. That sort of sums up this guy.
Oh, man, I've got nothing.
I'm going to tell you who it is, and I bet you still won't know who it is. Have you ever heard of a guy named Tim Pawlenty?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the answer is Tim Pawlenty. Obviously, he's doing a great job of getting his name recognition up there.
Excitement is building.
He is the former governor of the state where you're standing right now. And he succeeded there in Minnesota because, unlike his predecessor, Jesse the Body Ventura, he was not completely nuts. And he plans pretty much to apply the same strategy to the race for the Republican presidential nomination. His campaign slogan will be, Pawlenty, you know in your heart, you'll have to settle. Maybe Pawlenty, not Reagan, but not Newt Gingrich either. Pawlenty, hey, you have to vote for somebody.
Pawlenty, the other white meat.
He's convinced from the experiences of Hubert Humphrey and Eugene McCarthy and Walter Mondale that America is hungering for a president from Minnesota.
Exactly. It's about time. All right, Jonathan, here is your last quote.
My breasts are full of love and life. My hips are round and well apart.
If that's not on the next fundraiser, we deserve to be defunded.
That was a line from a famous movie star's arguably most famous role, Cleopatra. She died this week at the age of 79. Who was it?
Would that be Elizabeth Taylor?
It would be Elizabeth Taylor. Well done. It'll be Elizabeth Taylor. We lost her this week. To be more accurate, it was Elizabeth Taylor, Hilton Wilding Todd Fisher Burton Warner Fortensky. That was both her final legal name and, by weird coincidence, the starting lineup of the 67 Mets. Wouldn't it have been great if her last husband had been named Anthony, etc.? She was, some say, the greatest movie star ever. She was more beautiful, more famous than any other, and of course she was more scandalous than Angelina Jolie snorting coke off Charlie Sheen's backside. The line you heard Carl intone, quite fetchingly, I thought, was from Cleopatra, once the most expensive movie ever made. Ms. Taylor said, if somebody was dumb enough to give her $1 million to make a movie, she wouldn't be dumb enough to turn it down. She was known in her latter years as a survivor of all kinds of tragedies. One example, her third husband, the producer Mike Todd, died in a plane crash. So his best friend, Eddie Fisher, came to comfort her and eventually left his wife, Debbie Reynolds, to become Elizabeth Taylor's husband number four. As Fisher's daughter Carrie put it, quote, my father flew to Elizabeth's side, making his way slowly to her front. Carl, how did Jonathan do in our quiz?
Well, Jonathan had two correct answers, Peter. So, Jonathan, I'll be doing the message on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Take care. We want to remind everybody they can join us most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium back home in Chicago. For tickets and more information, you can go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. And also be sure to check out the new How to Do Everything podcast from the producers of Wait, Wait. You'll find that at howtodoeverything.org.